That's the fucking end of it. I'll never train you again. You hear me? Don't bullshit me. Don't get cold feet. Listen to me. All the years I fucking trained you, I let you fool around me a little bit, all right? Now I'm asking for a favor, all right? I want two hot bills here, all right? No bullshit, all right? I'm coming to Hemingway's. I'm dressed like the fucking, like I'm always dressed. Like you like the Undertaker. Tell don't worry about it.
Oh my God.
I'm coming right now.
He's coming now.
Me too.
With my phone.
He's got spit covering the screen of his phone, John. It's like, Tracy. It looks like it rains from him yelling into the phone.
Tracy.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you horny fucking MILF. Listen. Listen, MILFy. Super MILF. I created you. I started you at a size 30. I got you down to a size 4. Nobody wanted to do you. Now every fucking buddy wants to do you. I created you. Now, hey, is that a guy talking? Tell him to get the fuck away. you are my fucking bitches. Ain't nobody going near my bitches.
RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my elder statesman and co-host, John Romano. John, you're back in Florida. Left the sweaty state of New York, because when you left, it got warm here. And how you doing down there?
Doing great down here, except for the fact that I'm morbidly depressed over the fact that I'm leaving here. But
what are you depressed about? You come to all your friends are up here, man.
I know, but there's no palm trees up there. So
yeah, we'll plant a few in my house for you. We're not going to be seeing much more than that anyway.
I'm not going to be seeing very
much. Maybe we could plant palm trees in the studio.
Oh, we definitely could.
Live palm trees, we can bring them in.
Yeah, that'll make me feel better.
You feel at home.
It's bittersweet, Dave. I mean, you know, I grew up on Long Island. I'm going to love living back there again. It's just that, you know, I've lived in resort vacation towns for the last 20 years. I'm used to it.
You're moving more north as the years pass in your life there.
I know.
You were pretty far south when you hit Mexico, and then
yeah, man, that was as far south. Almost. I lived in Costa Rica too, so that was further south. Well, but you're right. I keep going north.
Yeah, you're moving north. So after here, I guess you'll move to Canada or something.
No. Muscle Mag doesn't like me that much. I don't think.
I still haven't seen your first article.
So. Yes, well, I have news about that, in case we want to talk about news.
Okay.
I talked to Bill Geiger, the senior editor over there at Muscle Mag, and he apologized profusely, stating that it was his mistake. It was the August issue, not the July issue. And he's sending me a PDF of the cover, as well as the article that we can post on the RX site to help promote it.
Wow.
And he wants to assure me that Muscle Mag is extremely happy that they have me, and they actually offered me another column.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now you could buy that Bentley you wanted. Right?
Just what I need.
Well, or either that, or you can probably get a better apartment than the one you're looking at.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, I've been looking. You know, our good friend Ron Norman, his wife Nancy, has been providing me with all kinds of information. There's Long Island has tons and tons of places that are, you know, if I'm willing to drive a little bit,
right.
That you know, Derek drives from the Hamptons. Well, you don't want about that.
Yeah, you don't want to go that far. That would be miserable, believe me. Especially with your son in school, and you got to run back to him. You need to be local in terms of within 10 miles, I would think. 10, 15 miles, I think, would be a smart decision.
You know what would be funny as hell is if I moved back to Woodbury.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Back to your old neighborhood, yeah, exactly.
Back in my old neighborhood, exactly, right up the street.
Yeah. That's pretty close to Ron Norman's house, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's right up the block from Bev's, too.
Yep, it's right, yeah, because that's exit 45, and Bev's is 46.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, John, starting June 1st, JoJo Energy Drink will be the official sponsor, or the official energy drink of the radio show, all our radio shows for that matter. And, you know, we're working on some graphics and we're building the studio out with them. And so we got some good stuff, real good stuff planned. And I know that this weekend,
as you know, is Memorial Day, even though it seems like it's kind of a week early. But I guess they only have Memorial Day when there's a Monday that still falls in the month of May.
May.
So because next week, even though that Sunday is the 31st, the Monday would be, I guess, considered June 1st. So they move it back a week. And JoJo Energy Drink is going to be debuting at all the beaches on Long Island, from Jones Beach to Robert Moses. They're going to be the only energy drink, I'm told, being sold there. So they got a lot of good stuff going on. And I'm really psyched to get them on board as a sponsor.
I'm totally psyched to get them on as a sponsor, and all of the cool stuff that we're going to be able to do with them. Like, I think first and foremost, which is going to garner a lot of attention, is the hunt for the JoJo Girls contest.
Yeah, true. Well, we
that's going to be a lot of fun.
We don't want to reveal too much about that, but yeah, we will have some model searches for the official JoJo energy drink barmaid of the Whack Pack, basically.
Yeah, so. we can hold a secondary contest to that one for all of our Whack Pack voting members who are either married or in a relationship, to see what would be more detrimental to their relationship: the search for the Go-Go JoJo Girls or a bottle of Tren.
Well, two of them together would be deadly. So it's a very high profile professional bodybuilder, and I were talking the other day about that, and his girlfriend asked me to please not tell him to go take Tren, because she knew that he couldn't handle it. So I thought that was pretty funny. You know.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of, over the years, I've had a couple of girls come up to me on the side asking me to please not recommend Tren to their boyfriend. Yeah,
especially the Trenbolone acetate, which is really, you know, the fast-acting one.
Man,
years ago, they didn't, you know, when I was competing, they didn't have Tren acetate, except at the very end. That we had to use Parabolone, which was the Trenbolone enanthate, which was Finajet was the Trenbolone acetate.
Right, that's right.
Parabolone was the long-acting one. It was a French steroid.
Right.
And the funny thing was, it came in these 76 milligram ampules. And, you know, you took two a week and you thought you were ready to go crazy. You know, you would like off your rocker from this. And nowadays, these guys are taking 100 milligrams of like fast acting stuff every other day. So no wonder why people are losing their minds.
I made my own Trenbolone acetate out of the long before the statute of limitations ran out. Out of the pellets, you know, the ear pellets?
Yeah, the Finiplex tablets.
The Finiplex tablet, the ear pellets for the cows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, man, I was taking 75 mgs every other day, and, man, I broke up with my girlfriend. Like, with two separate occasions, both times I broke up.
And usually the breakup is not over getting into an argument. It's over the fact that you want to bang other girls.
Actually, it was more because I just didn't give a shit. I knew it was happening. I didn't care.
Yeah, well, you probably had someone else lined up. If you want to be real honest about it, I'm sure.
Dave, I swear to God, I actually didn't.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, I went to the gym and every girl I saw looked appealing, but I mean, I didn't have anybody.
That's the real reason in the back of your head why you didn't care, because you're like, I'll get someone else. That's all. So you're rationalized breaking up with them so you could be available.
Yeah, I actually thought of making a little display in my house as a joke. You never see like the, you know, the little fire thing where you know you break glass in case of a fire and a fire.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a you know, a bottle of Tren behind the glass with the thing that says "Break glass if you want freedom."
Well, ALR Industries obviously is our other sponsor of the show, and we got to thank the King, Arthur L. Ray himself, who has many, many interesting new products coming out as we speak. Specifically, Porn Star, which I have a bottle of right in front of me right here, John. And you never know when you're going to need one of those. And then we got Poison, and we have Comatose, and then, of course, the whole line of products that you're already taking. So thanks a lot to Arthur L. Ray. But the true, I guess, news of the day is that, number one, Pelleci is not coming again. He's at the Freemasons Lodge. Now, you know, I know a little bit about the Freemasons. They're kind of like an underground society. Maybe you can shed a little more light on it for our listeners. What exactly is this whole crowd that he's hanging out with now?
Didn't it have something to do with the Knights Templar?
If
you watch the
Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. It explains the whole thing.
Yeah, I read the book, exactly, too. The Freemasons go back to, like, Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. These people were, like, it was, like, an underground, like, society that kind of was, like, running the country behind the scenes type of thing. And
yeah,
I don't know. I know Bush was a member of the Freemasons, from what I hear.
A lot of Washington political power players are members of the Freemasons, even today. It's a very strong group as far as intellect goes. A group of very political power too. Political power and learned minds. Yes.
So I don't know what Jimmy's doing over there, but he's in with them, Evan. He's at the lodge tonight, he told me.
He's at the lodge. That could only mean one thing.
Drinking, of course.
He's drinking.
He's drinking and driving his bike.
Yeah, that's good. We're going to have to do an intervention with him.
I know we are. I'm worried about him.
Otherwise, he's going to turn into a stain on the Southern State Parkway.
He already hit one wall going at about 30 miles an hour. And with that brick body of his, he didn't even get hurt.
I'm afraid for the wall.
But I think the old guy was worried that his wall broke or something.
Yeah, once they look at Jimmy. But seriously though, a little bit faster, and that's that the equation is going to change. We got to do something about him.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to talk. He'll be here next week, so we'll interrogate him a little bit. Now, Derek is also not in the studio. Now, that's kind of my fault because we had to tape a day early because I'm going to the Junior USA this weekend, and I wasn't going to be around. So he gets off it, but he claims he's on a hot date. But you know what? I have yet to see Derek actually with a girl other than the one girl he dated years ago, Rosetta, who he had restraining orders against, and then the last one who stole the ring from him. So
Wait. He had restraining orders against her, or she had them against him?
No, she had one against him. Her mother had one against him, and I think her brother or ex-boyfriend had one against him. Three. There were three against him, I know, for that one.
Could you imagine Derek on Trend?
Yeah, that may have been the reason that he was on. He had the restraining orders.
Okay, there's an easy way to fix this. Text him right now if he's with who he says he is, because right. She's an industry girl, right. And he's got to make an appearance right now tonight on the show and show up with her because we want her voice on the radio.
I try to get him to do that, but then he kept like distracting the subject by saying he's bringing porn star Lisa Lips over next week. You know, who's got one of those big titter girls. You know, she's got the monster tits, like they're like an M cup or something like that.
Oh, that's attractive.
Yeah, he's bringing her over next week, so he kept throwing that in the pot. I didn't want to like blow that one, so I just said, "Oh, okay, all right, whatever."
Okay, the question now then becomes: if he's not out with said girl,
right?
What's he doing?
I would bet he's probably doing webcam, making money.
Probably.
That's my guess.
He makes a lot of money doing that.
No, he does. I think he probably has talked to her on the phone, or he's text messaging back and forth with her. That's probably more like it. I know he wanted to take her to a really fancy restaurant, Blackstone's, which is one of my favorite places to eat. And, you know, I don't know if he ever did it. And I told him it's a lot of money. I said, you know, it's an expensive place to eat. And maybe he thought he was going to get some action, so...
Well, you know, this is a high-end, very high-caliber girl we're talking about here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, you got to wonder.
Right. Well, I don't know. Derek and Jimmy are gone, but we do have Diego in the studio. And Diego was kind enough to bring over some food today, so I want to thank him for the steak and chicken, even though I didn't get very much of the steak by the time I made it over there. Jeff and Sean kind of devoured most of it.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Dave.
Wait a second. That's not the real Diego, is it?
All right, what's up, John?
That's the real Diego.
Diego sounds nothing like the impression, but we still like it anyway. I don't know why.
I tried to tell Jeff to stop, but he does not. Tell it, huh?
You sound more like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah, I am Speedy Gonzalez. Do you know that?
Seguro.
Now, I got to just tell you about Diego's shirt he's wearing. You know the shirts we had on this past week in those soft-fit, like, RX muscle shirts?
Boat neck.
Yep. With the boat neck.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, and now, well, Diego, I guess we didn't give him one of the boat neck ones, so he made his own ghetto version of it. He cut the neck out, you know, of one of the regular t-shirts.
I have to be hardcore, man.
With a scissor.
I couldn't stay behind.
And you don't want to know something? In the late 80s, I did that to all my t-shirts. I cut the band off the neck.
I hate it, too.
That was my thing. That was my look. I had all the neck band. Yeah,
but it's a better job than a shirt that my neighbor's wearing, Jeff the producer.
Well, what's
he's just jealous because I got this species shirt and like I grew out of the arm, so like I cut it off. So he's like,
sir, you did not cut the arm for that reason. You did it because you tried to show off.
And I said, no, I'm serious. I had 36 inch arms and the freaking shirt.
No, really? Wow, that's big arms, Mr. Jeff. Do you think the king is hungry for my chicken and steak I brought in?
I said, yeah, go feed him. So that's basically the conversation.
Speaking of the king, where's my chalice with my wine? Remember Diego bought me a chalice. Where is it?
Oh, yeah, the chalice. Where's the chalice?
I don't know. I got to fill it up. I'm getting thirsty. Diego, go fill it up for me.
Go fetch some wine.
go fetch some wine and beer for
fill
us.
Fill my flask.
Hey, I got to hold the fort down over here. Ain't nobody else is doing the job, so.
Now, I in case you didn't realize what was going on, John, a little earlier, Mr. G is in costume, of course, this weekend. And I don't know if I want to break the... tell you exactly who he's dressed as, but needless to say, it's one of his better ones he's done. Now
it's fun. It usually, as usual, we're on the same wavelength. I was just going to bring that up. I'm not there, but it sounded like a very heated phone conversation, and he was being very demanding with a certain woman.
Evidently, he claims that whoever he was yelling at, he claimed they were two MILFs, and
super MILFs.
You know what a MILF stands for, right?
Mother, I'd like to fuck.
Right, okay. And I guess he made them lose. They were his clients, I guess, at one time, and they came in severely overweight, and he got them all to lose weight, and they look real hot now, supposedly. And he wants them to come over here and make out with each other. So they're at a bar, I guess, called Hemingway's in Wantor here, and I'm assuming they're drinking because it was very loud because the conversation he was having. He's going to pick them up. Now, he's going in costume to pick them up, mind you, okay? Now, I can only imagine what the people are going to think when he pulls up, okay? In the Mr. G-mobile, gets out with the long black wig he's got on. And I'm not going to tell you who he looks like yet. I personally, Jeff, I don't think he's going to even get back here, do you?
I think that that was a manufactured conversation, and I think he actually hired someone to say, uh-huh, okay, yeah, right, because I didn't really hear any responses, to be honest.
Playing a voicemail.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, actually, to me, he looks like one of the village people, so I don't know who the hell he's dressed as, but whatever.
All I know is that Robbie, his brother, okay, was supposed to be here. He was supposed to actually be here last night to discuss T-shirts with me and bring me more T-shirts, and never showed up.
What a shock.
And he owes me two sweatsuits, you know, for some of my athletes this weekend at the Junior USA, which he has not brought over, nor made any attempt to contact us. So... he's in that. I think we may have to throw him out of the whack pack.
They're going
to
be ready at least by the USA's.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
USA's 2011.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
I think we should have an executive decision meeting here, John, and we should, there's four of us in the room, we should vote on whether to kick Biggie Smalls out of the whack pack right now.
Wow. You know, I'd be very sad to see him go, but he has been very disruptive lately.
Yeah, right?
He's been very disruptive and he has not been coming through.
No, not at all.
The funny thing is that on the forums, people independently started their own poll that he should be banned because they were waiting so long for the shirts, and actually voted that he should be banned.
We have like
so.
300 people waiting for T-shirts.
Yeah, I know.
The tribe voted him off.
We actually have some T-shirts, but I'm actually, the store hasn't been built yet, so rather than me taking orders over the phone, which I really don't have time to do. But the point is that he has another shirt, T-shirt design that he was supposed to produce. I gave him a beautiful Jerry Beck color graphic to make, and he showed up at the show with 10 copies, 10 T-shirts with a black and white version of it on there. So I don't know. He Robbie's the kind of guy, he's great at what he does, but he only brings what he wants to. So, you know, you tell him, make me this logo, he makes it the way he wants to make it. So I don't know. We may have to give him the boot. We're gonna have to have a serious evaluation of his conduct, I think.
You know, in all fairness, I think he should be present when we make that vote.
That's true.
Yeah,
we should give him a voice on the panel.
Yeah, he should. He definitely. I mean, this is a serious issue.
That's right. I mean,
I just don't think his heart is in it, to be honest with you.
No, he's busy with Home Depot and cars or whatever the fuck he's doing.
You ever hear him talk about? He loves the Arthur Blank story.
Dave, you're not listening, Dave.
Who is that?
That's Robbie Smalls.
No, I know. It sounded just like him. Was that Jeff?
Yeah, of course.
Jeff is an amazing
talent. The only person who does better impressions than Jeff or comparable would be Ben White, I think.
Ben White.
But I think Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff's,
my God. Did you listen to that show?
Yeah, that was funny.
Holy crap, was that funny. When he did the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
People think that we should indoctrinate him into the Whack Pack.
I agree. He should be a Whack Pack.
Maybe we should move him down here, too.
He's not been that far away.
Well, Albany's not that close, but I don't think he's got his heart up there anyway. We got to get him down here.
Well, you know, you got to warn everybody. The cost of living over there is not exactly, you know, affordable for anybody, as I've just been finding out from my last trip up there.
Coming from someone who's been living in a $2 million condo over there and hasn't paid his mortgage in about 20 months.
$1 million.
Wow. Or you could do like me. You have a 2-bedroom apartment with 15 tenants in it.
Yeah. My $1 million townhouse just sold for $375,000.
Wow. Someone got a good deal.
Yeah. And it wasn't
you,
John.
You want to talk about news items? Since I'm depressed and pissed off about this, let's talk about this. Here, I've been battling with my mortgage company for 14 months, and here's what I wanted to do. I wanted a fair deal. I wanted them to restructure the loan so that I was paying the same interest rate that everybody else is paying, which is in the fours right now.
Right.
And to have my principal balance adjusted to the fair market value that everything is readjusted to.
Right.
They won't do that. Somebody else gets to do it.
Because you have no credit left. That's
it doesn't matter. I'm already here.
They don't care. Your credit sucks. They're not adjusting nothing on you.
My credit was good enough for them to give me the place at 825. Now it's not good enough for me to stay here at 375.
That's right. Well, because you don't want to pay any of the back money you owe. That's why.
They don't either. There's the new guy.
Well, the new guy wasn't living there for the last 2 years.
What has that got to do with it? I've been, you know what, I could have, you know what, 4 or 5 months ago, a guy showed up, a contractor type guy in a van. He showed up and asked if he could have a look around. I take him through the house, right? He offers me $30,000 to leave next week.
Right.
You know what he was going to do?
What?
Strip the house.
Really?
They take everything. They take the doors, the doorknobs, the cabinets, the kitchen appliances, the washer, the dryer, the light fixtures, the wood flooring. They take everything. They even pull the copper wire out of the conduits. Then the bank gets the house back like that. Right. They should be glad I stayed here and paid the gardener and the maintenance guys and kept the place up and everything, unlike the guys down the street who foreclosed and the place looks like a freaking dump. You know?
True.
You're doing them a favor.
They give some stranger that's got nothing invested in this place the deal of a lifetime to buy this place at $375,000, and they won't let me do the same thing.
Well, you fucked them, that's why. They don't give a shit.
They fucked me. What are you talking about?
Bastards.
No one told you to buy the house at $800,000.
They should never have written me the loan.
You're right. Yeah. What you're saying is, dude, that's like my
roommate. The street, no.
My roommate used to say to me, I gave him my credit card once to get some supplies because he was building a room for me upstairs. And when I got the credit card bill at the end of the month, I had all these charges for bike parts, custom bike parts. I'm like, what the freak is this? I said, well, why don't you ask me? He's like, well, you know I'm not irresponsible. You shouldn't have given me the credit card.
So, you know what? These guys deserve what they're getting. They wrote me a loan. They wrote me an $825,000 loan, 100% financing for this property on stated income.
Right.
That's it. 100% financing on stated income for a townhouse for $825,000.
Why would you buy a townhouse for $825,000 to begin with?
Well, because I had an ex-wife at the time who was convinced that this was going to be the thing that we needed. Oh. And, you know, she was paying half the bills, and it was feasible at that point.
Overextending yourself.
Totally. I was trying to put my marriage back together for my kid, you know?
Oh, so she wanted the house? Did she wanted the place? Is that the idea?
Oh, yeah, man. I was perfectly content in the condo I remodeled up the street.
Right.
I was going to stay there forever. I was totally happy with that until she came back.
Wow. Should have went back to Mexico.
That woman systematically wrecked everything in my life for the last 10 years.
Well, you did get your son out of it, so I guess that's a good consolation prize. So.
Exactly.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good kid. good kid. Everybody loves him.
Yeah. You're right. Everyone does love him. It's amazing. Yeah,
Max was a hit in New York.
Yeah.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be a star. I got to tell you about this story now. You know, I remember I was telling you I have moth problems. You saw I had moth problems,
yes,
right?
Yes. There are moths all over the place. Right, I got one in my fiber lies. I thought it was part of the formula.
The extra protein.
Until I saw it move.
Well, you know, these evidently, according to the exterminated collect called, they come from India or something like that. These moths, and they must have come from one of the
India.
They must have come from the crazy one of the crazy foods she buys in one of these crazy stores, you know. So I got Indian moths in my house, basically, and they got these traps all over the house. These pheromone traps.
Right.
You know, what the pheromone traps do? It's like giving the moths like Viagra. You know, they go fucking insane. It looks like there's 10,000 times more of them because they're all coming out of the woodwork, you know, trying to get to these traps. Now, I don't know if the traps are catching anything or not, but all I know is that there's like double the moth population in my house right now. So I'm hoping that they're going to go the way of the dinosaurs. But what I did read in the paper recently was, or I should say online, was there's some new alien species of ant that's spreading throughout Texas. I don't know if you heard about this.
No, I haven't.
These ants were first discovered by an exterminator in Houston named Tom Raspberry. So they're calling them raspberry ants. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the truth.
Well, good thing his last name wasn't, you know,
Palumbo.
Shithead or
cock or something. Cock ants.
Cock ants, he said. But evidently these things swarm in like by the billions, you know. They're so dangerous and they eat through so much, they actually destroy electrical systems in the house. Can you believe this crap? And the real scary thing is no one can control these things.
They're terrorist ants.
They actually interviewed this entomologist, you know, the guy who studies insects from the Sam Houston State University in Texas there. His name is Jerry Cook. And he said, this is some kind of alien species. You know, we've never seen anything like this. They have the highest density of insects per square inch of any other insect in the insect kingdom, you know.
And studies show they actually have more muscle than other ants that we know of. Truly, I actually saw that study last week.
They eat a high-protein diet, that's why.
High-protein and absolutely high-carb as well.
Yes, so they're into carbohydrates, I hear.
Yes, if they're eating wood, it's definitely a carbohydrate.
The fiber.
Supposedly, these ants are more destructive than even the feared fire ants, supposedly, because they have so many numbers and they can reproduce, like, overnight. You know, the reproductive systems are tremendous, are very, very quick. So, we have a problem. There's a problem. They don't know how to kill them either, so I don't know what's going to happen, but if the country gets taken over by these raspberry ants, you know, if they make their way up to New York, we're in big trouble, John.
Houston has another problem.
That's right. You ever notice remember when we were kids, John, they were always talking about the killer bees?
Yep.
I was scared out of my mind. I couldn't sleep at night because of the killer bees. Like, oh, the killer bees are coming up north.
They were coming north, yeah. Remember? They were, like, migrating.
I know.
And every couple of months, they had a map, and they showed you the colors. You know, it was raising. It was going up.
And some kid in South America some kid in Colombia from where Diego was got killed by getting stung, you know?
Right. My family was wiped off by all the killer ants and the killer flies and the killer Filipinos. What?
Killer bees.
Oh, killer bees. I could not hear you. My English is not very good.
So, yeah, but that was that was like the urban legend when we were kids. The killer bees, they're coming north. By the time we're 18, they're all going to be up here killing everyone, you know.
Yeah, and then they never. Whatever happened to them?
And then every once in a while, you're in a schoolyard and you saw a bee, and everyone's like, "That's a killer bee! That's a killer bee! Watch out! I know it! I read it in the paper. It's got the little red spot on the top of it."
Hey, we survived the swine flu. I think we're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, it's not over yet, so. I think
you ever see that show on Discovery or the Learning Channel or whatever? It's called, I think it's called After Humans.
Life After Humans, yeah.
Like,
it's called After Hours
with
the Whack Pack.
100 years. What?
It's called After Hours with the Whack Pack.
No, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing the intro again.
It's like, you know, it shows you like 50 years, 100 years, 200 years after humans are gone.
Yeah,
you know,
Life After Humans. It's a good show.
How the fuck did they come up with that? Seriously?
Yeah.
Was it like carbon dating?
It goes back to the killer bees.
Oh, I see.
Who's wiping us out? An asteroid or
no,
what?
No, just time.
It's those fucking ants.
We don't know.
Oh.
The raspberry
could be ants. Could be bees. Could be, you know, some disease.
It could be Mr. G's armpit.
Yeah. With all the with all those little time capsules they made us fill out and put in the ground when we were kids, you remember?
Yep.
See, we were raised during that time when, like, nuclear war was, like a real possibility. So they were always putting time capsules inside the buildings and in the ground and stuff like that. So if we got wiped off the Earth probably, like, tomorrow, I think the next people that populated the Earth would probably have no problem figuring out what we were all about, probably.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's funny you brought that up about the time capsule. I was just thinking, you know, moving back to Long Island, it would be a trip if I moved back to Woodbury where I grew up. And I was just thinking, we were burying those time capsules when I was in, like, you know, fifth and sixth grade. And I remembered where we buried one, and I wanted to go back there and dig it up this last weekend, but I didn't get a chance.
You know, we had one in one of our elementary schools, and the elementary school I actually went to was closed, and it was turned into a housing project. I wonder if the time capsule is still somewhere in the ground there, or if it was thrown out, you know. I had something that I wrote that was put into the time capsule, believe it or not.
He put the first ketogenic diet in it.
The first ketogenic diet. That's right. I have proof that I was the first person to come up with that diet.
And actually, the time capsule is now suffering from myocardial infarction as a result.
That's right.
Yes. The time capsule ended up looking like Eugene Mission after all.
And actually, the time capsule placed fifth place, believe it or not.
Yeah, a little higher than he did, yeah. Yeah, a little higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did you hear about this, what's going on in Ireland, yeah?
Where?
In Ireland. They're,
Ireland?
Yeah, they
did you ever hear of it? It's a country.
It's a country. Next to Great Britain there.
Yeah, it's actually part of Great Britain.
Well, what? Yeah, it is. Technically, it is. Now, what's happening is all these people, they're not even kids anymore. They're adults. But when they were kids, they're coming forward and saying that the Roman Catholic-run institutions there, run by the priests and the nuns, were terrorizing thousands of young boys and girls for decades, you know, by beating them up, humiliating them, raping them. I mean, just terrible, terrible shit that was going on there. And there's all kinds of lawsuits and reports and investigations. And, you know, evidently this was like a very, like, hush-hush thing, you know. I mean, what do you think about this crap? I mean, you know. Did you hear that?
What is she Colette's screaming about?
Screaming because I was right about American Idol. Chris beat Adam.
Breaking news, Chris beat Adam on American Idol. Only on fucking After Hours with the Whack Pack. Thank you, Colette Nelson.
We're going to have a guest interview with Ryan Seacrest.
She's losing her mind. She's been watching this for weeks. You know, I don't get that interested. I watched it one night, and I said, that kid Chris is going to win. She said, no, he's not. Adam's a better singer. I said, yeah, but Adam looks like he's a homo. You know, not that there's anything wrong with homos, but, you know, the American public is very fickle with that. You know, the Midwest people will not vote for someone who's an outright, you know, drama drag queen, you know. And this guy had YouTube videos all dressed up with makeup and women's clothes on. And I just knew it was going to happen. So I was right.
Yep.
So she's, once again, she's all pissed off because I was right about something.
Don't women hate it when we're right. You ever notice that?
I was only wrong about one thing. I didn't know that edamame were soybeans. And I didn't know that was the same thing. And so she's forever throwing that in my face every time, like, you know, I win a bet. She's like, well, what about the edamame, you know?
Max does the same thing to me about the rocket in the lake all the time.
What rocket in the lake?
We were, you know, those Estes rockets you shoot up and the parachute comes out and they come, all right. So we were in this park and it was a big lake. He was about 4 years old and we were shooting the rocket off. And it was wind, you know, and I'm trying to judge the wind, you know, how far the wind is going to take the thing so we could pick the rocket up because, you know, it was a big field, right? So I thought the wind was blowing away from the lake, and, you know, we shot the thing off near the lake, and he's telling me the whole time, don't shoot it off there, it's going to go into the lake. And I go, no, it's not, the wind is blowing the other way. Sure enough, we shoot it off, the wind takes, the rocket falls into the lake. I have heard about that every single week since then, about every argument we have. He says, remember the rocket in the lake? I know I was right about that.
Yeah, that's what she does to me, too, about the edamame. Yeah. But I'm right about everything else.
Yeah, but
else.
Max is 9. You know, Colette's a little older.
Yeah, a little older. But she loves Max.
Oh, and Max loves her.
Especially since she took
him. Watch out, because
especially since she took him to FAO Schwartz in the Intrepid.
Yeah, man, he's walking around with that puppet all the time, doing the most ludicrous things. It's kind of funny.
Whatever
part
keeps
of the family now.
Yeah, whatever keeps him busy.
Are you talking about New York Frank?
New York Frank.
Yep.
Yeah.
TA, very good.
Oh yeah, you didn't know the puppet. I didn't know the name of it. The other puppet was named.
Yeah, he named him Frank.
Frank the puppet. We should get him. He should be part of the Whack Pack show.
Max or the puppet?
The puppet. Oh.
Well, then you need Max, because the puppet's kind of useless without
Max.
Well,
he can play the puppet, but he can't be Max on the show. He can only be the puppet.
Yeah, because he's not very friendly to the advertisers.
No, he's not friendly at all. Thank God for editing.
I know, my God.
Now, getting back to the Irish Catholic Church here.
Yes,
what's going on? You always have a good read on, you know, the pathological nature of society here.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was the alcohol. I mean, they drink a lot over there.
No, they're all fucking degenerates in the church. They're the pedophiles. They're homosexuals. They're angry women. You know, who the hell wants to become a nun and not have ever have sex their whole life? Come on, there's something wrong with that. I'm not against religion or anything, but don't you think there's something a little fucked up about that, John?
A little fucked up. It's the strangest thing, because if you look at, you know, the sexual nature of human beings, it's part of being a human. Humans have sex.
Right.
So how can you, you know, take on this avocation, this job, whatever you want to call it, this lifestyle, and decide that you're going to cancel out a chunk of your human nature? I don't get it. And they end up, and they're not celibate. They have sex with each other. They have sex with kids. They have sex with the priests. They have, you know, they're not having sex. They're just not having normal sex.
It's a cover. That's what it is.
How can priests are the worst offenders? They take this vow of celibacy, and they're fucking little boys in the confessional.
Yeah, it's a vow of celibacy towards women. That's what it is. That's why.
I don't know if you guys heard about a priest, the Spanish from Spanish TV. He was caught in
Spanish TV.
He was He was caught.
I watch it all the time.
For the women. He was caught on Miami Beach making out with a woman. Now he's famous. He's always on the soap operas or the
of course
talk
he's
shows.
A human. He's got a. He wants it. It's all bullshit.
So now he was kicked out, and his contract with the TV network is he's no longer the priest for the show or whatever.
Retard.
I'm blaming alcohol.
He should have done it in private. That's all.
From now on, all of this fucked up stuff is the fault of alcohol. I'm convinced.
Well, you know what? That's why the English, you know, when they formed Protestantism, they got rid of the whole thing with the priests and stuff like that, because they knew
that
was bullshit.
Sense. And they don't drink that much.
What's with the alcohol?
You read that rant I wrote last night.
They got to legalize the drugs.
Yeah, you got to legalize drugs.
Yeah, I'm on an alcohol rant today. Especially, listen to this. Here's an item out of the news, okay? A 19-year-old University of Colorado student was required emergency assistance. He had emergency surgery after spending an evening drunk badgering fellow partygoers to hit him in the face. After all night, finally someone whacks him in the face. He gets a broken nose, massive bleeding, has to be taken to the hospital. Doesn't have insurance. Guess who pays the bill?
We do.
Yep.
That makes sense. Speaking
now,
again,
if it was testosterone,
right?
Capitol Hill would be, you know, running to the rescue.
Well, if it was testosterone, he would have fought back.
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, exactly. It was testosterone. He would have been doing the hitting, but you know. So you know, I'm just on my alcohol rant, and you know, all those Irish Catholic nuns and priests drink their asses off anyway. So all of this, you know, pedophilic and incestuous behavior, I'm sure is alcohol motivated.
You really think so? You gonna let them off the hook that easily?
You're not having sex. You're drinking. Believe me. If it's you know, you're 30 years old. You haven't had sex yet. You got to be getting drunk every night. You got to be killing that urge with something. Yeah, and you know,
Well, the alcohol is not the reason that they're molesting the kids. They have that anyway. It's just allowing them, maybe freeing them up a little bit of their guilt, maybe.
Yeah. Either that or they drown their sorrows in it afterwards. But I will guarantee you alcohol is involved.
They're probably giving the kids alcohol, too.
Probably.
Right?
Hey, Michael sure. Jackson called it Jesus juice.
Jesus juice. Well, you know, there's another interesting story in the news I wanted to bring up to you guys and get your impression on. An Omaha, Nebraska girl, or actually Omaha, Nebraska child that was born a boy, has been saying to his mother and to his relatives that he feels like a girl inside. He dresses up like a girl. He plays with girls' dolls. Next year, he will be starting school, okay, with a new identity as a girl.
What?
Yes. He's going to be called Katie now, and he's going to dress as a girl. He used to be called Ben, and they're saying that this is okay, you know, and he's going to be raised as a girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wait. Who's doing this?
This kid has been telling his parents. He's an 8-year-old kid that he feels like a girl. He has very girlish tendencies. He wears long scarves. He dresses as a fairy princess for Halloween, and they're saying he's a transgender, even though he's got male external genitalia. They're saying inside he's a female, and he's going to be raised as a female now, as per his request.
It's kind of how Jeff feels sometimes.
What? Well, yeah. Well, every time I see two fathers.
So they're not saying he's gay. They're saying he's transgender.
Yes. They're saying that he was just has the wrong genitalia. That's all.
Oh, that's all. Minor detail.
Wait.
They wouldn't show his face in this video I watched, but they showed the back of him and or her or whatever. You know, she's trying to grow her hair. Trying to grow her hair out now. And I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if, like, I mean, it's kind of weird, you know? What if he goes into, like, the girls' locker room and he's, you know, he's got this thing hanging out?
This is child abuse. I'm sorry. You don't let an 8-year-old decide what he's going to be. This is ridiculous.
You think so?
It's probably a phase he's going through. Either that or he's a flaming homosexual on the inside.
He might be. Well, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe there is something to it. I mean, he draws pictures of you know, very symbolic pictures of being a female inside and not being able to express himself, and it's a weird scenario. It's very strange. All these stories intrigue me. You know, you can't stop listening or reading about it. It's just so wacky when you hear something like this.
Wait, Dave. So like physiologically, he's a boy.
Yes,
but they're saying on like the inside, mentally, he thinks he's a girl. Correct.
They're saying that aside from the physical, you know, attributes of being a male, that this is a female person.
Okay, so does he like boys? Is that what it is? Does he want to kiss boys?
I don't know if he's like 8 years old that he has any of these feelings. He just knows that he's a female.
So he's probably like attracted to what females are and what they represent, and maybe he's representing that which he's attracted to. He's probably straight, but he's like, you know, just drawn to women.
Probably he doesn't have a father or something.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's probably, the other thing. Probably has two moms. You know, you never know.
There's definitely something fucked up going on.
So now you're saying he's a lesbian too?
No, I didn't mention your parents. I didn't. I swear to God.
Leave my two moms at it.
Okay.
I don't know. I just would think the parents would think that the kid may have a problem. I mean, you know, he's great, grows up as a female, and then you know, some guy, you know, he's puberty, and then some guy starts hitting on him and finds out it's a guy, and that's, you know, it's gonna.
Yeah, you know, nothing good can come of this.
No.
Either that, or he's going to be like, you know, 15 and wake up one day and he goes, "What the fuck am I doing?" You know.
Wait till the testosterone starts coursing through his veins, and then we'll see what he.
You know, you can't kill me with this similarity. I was just going to say that maybe he's got like some kind of, you know, latent onset, you know, testosterone function. It's not, you know, he's not producing test yet, or he's at 8 years old. Maybe he's a little late. I don't know, because, you know, his test he's having to send.
Yeah, kids don't produce testosterone at that age, so, you know, it usually hits puberty, they peak it.
Well, they produce some, but not,
you know. Very little. Yeah.
Right, but now, I mean, when he hits puberty and that floodgate opens, he's not going to be playing with dolls anymore, believe me.
He'll be busy playing with himself.
He's going to be boy
George.
He's going
to freaking hate his parents for dressing him like a girl all these years.
That's right. He's going to be like the Adam Lambert, the kid who just lost American Idol because of it.
All right, listen, I don't mean to like rain on this wonderful parade about boys thinking that they're girls and everything, but where the hell is Mr. G?
You know, yeah, he went out. He said he'd be back in 5 minutes with two girls that were going to MILF, so we're going to make out with each other on the show and do other dirty things. And I'm ready to end the show already. I don't know where he is.
Dave, I'm surprised at you, Dave. How could you even for a minute believe that Mr. G even knows what 5 minutes is, let alone be back in 5 minutes with two MILFs ready to do each other on the show?
You know what happened? He showed up at the bar. He had to go in to get them. He's dressed looking like an absolute lunatic. Of course, everyone is coming up to him and asking him if he's this character that he's dressed as that I'm not telling you. And right. Of course, he's saying yes. And of course, everyone's asking for his autograph, and he's putting on a complete show. These girls are probably continuously getting more and more drunk to the point where now they're not functional anymore. And, an hour has passed already.
Now, Mr. G doesn't drink, does he?
No.
Yeah, so he's not drinking. He's Thank just God. Definitely caught up in the moment. He's either that, or they won't. Either that, or he's fighting with these two women, and because they don't want to go with them because they're probably drunk. See, alcohol again, Dave.
That's right. Yeah.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up-to-the-minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
He's here.
Speak of the devil.
Hey, here we go, John. Mr. G's doing his intro. Can you turn the light off? I can't see you, Mr. G. You gotta hit the top button. Alright, Mr. G is in costume. All black leather with a hat on. There's some girl who looks like she's giving a blowjob.
Mr. G, Undertaker, Truth, and I say, listen to the Whack Pack Show. If you and you and yes, all you MILFs across the world want to suck on the truth. When I say what? Say whack pack. What?
Whack pack.
What?
Whack pack.
What?
Whack pack.
What?
Whack pack.
What?
Whack
Whack-pack.
All right. Good day. Hello, guys. How you doing? I got my new assistant here, Super Milf. Here she is. In rare form, Tracy, come on. Reveal your face.
No face.
Come on.
No, who is this, Mr. J?
This is radio.
This is one of my
clubs. I thought you were bringing two.
Yeah, okay.
Tracy, have a seat here.
Have a seat, Trace.
Yeah, wasn't this
I was bringing two. But apparently, how you doing, John?
What's up, Mr. J?
All right. Apparently, we went to pick up. I got a picture. She sent me a picture email of three horny milfs kissing each other, making out, touch each other. She sends me this picture, so I says, "What the fuck?" I says, "I'm gonna come get you now." So I go and get her at this club Hemingway's. I get there, her friends drove home, said pick them up at home. So we're waiting for one girlfriend to pick her up. I go to pick a girlfriend up, right? She gets in the car, and we start driving down the street. She goes, "I'm not." She looks at me. She goes, "I'm not doing this. No, no, get let me out." She goes, "Let me." I go, "Drive." No, let me out right here. She wouldn't let me drive her home. She gets scared.
Girl jumped out of the moving car.
It was moving. It was still moving. She just jumped right.
I swear to God, I went to turn around.
I told you not to go in costume.
She goes in costume.
She goes, "No, drop me off." I goes, "I guess my costume is good. It must be good." But apparently, what has happened is that Tracy, you got some new titties, right?
Tracy, don't even give me a 5-minute warm-up.
Tracy, for Christ's sakes, I've been warming up in the car, for Christ's sakes. Come on. Come on, we just sucking on the truth there. What, a warm-up for you? Trace, show the boys. Come on. Look at that. This girl, listen to this. This girl started out at a size 24, John, when she came to me 2 years ago. She's now a size 4. Look at this.
So you made her lose how many pounds?
She lost about 48 pounds.
Wow. Awesome.
And she got some new breasts, and they just tattooed nipples on her.
They did?
Yeah.
Can we see those?
Trace, come on, let's see this.
Stand up a second.
Wait, they tattooed nipples on her?
Yeah, they tattooed nipples.
No, because...
Yeah. What was wrong with her other nipples?
Hold on, Mr. G, shut up for a second.
Wait a minute.
This is a
whole...
Why
do you tattoo nipples on a girl?
All right, ask Tracy. Tracy,
this is... No, it wasn't just a boob job. This is the whole thing, though.
They gave you the lift, right?
No.
Stand up for a second. Let's see these boobs.
Why did she have nipples tattooed on?
All right, let's see these things.
I have other tattoos. You want to see the other tattoos?
Yeah, let's see the other tattoos.
The new tattoo back here.
Where?
Wait, let's see. Where is it?
So you had like a midlife crisis now. You're reborn.
You're not answering my question.
Do you have the back, though? She has the back.
Hold on. We want to see the... close the door, Mr. G.
No.
Hold on. Tracy, stand up for a second.
Are you kidding me? You
don't
even give a 5-minute warm-up here?
No, I'm going to turn the camera off because this is not... We're not going to record this, but you're going to show us in the studio because we're doctors here. And because we're doctors, we're very professional about this.
Yeah, look at Dave's degree up there.
All right. I graduated medical school here. And John's a doctor, too. Or Dr. Demento, we call him.
We got
to see what these things look like. Mr. G's been telling us about them.
You've been talking about my books.
Yeah, I could explain it to the listeners. You know, I'm not going to show anyone because the imagination is better, I think, sometimes.
That she had her nipples tattooed on. I'm totally intrigued.
Show one.
All right, show one. Let's see the
Tracy, you show one. You show both. What's the difference? I show one ball. I show both.
Shut up. You're making her nervous.
Yeah, you're really.
All right, let's see one. Show
nervous.
Us one. But there's no one here. There's no cameras running. Let's go. This is called the Whack Pack Show. Anything goes on. All right, let's see.
Couldn't use a fake name at least.
They look good. Oh, let's see. Come on, John. They look really good. Very good.
Why was her nipple tattooed?
I'm trying to figure out. Hold on.
Wait, Tracy. I didn't see those yet. You wouldn't show me.
Hold on. Let me see that.
Holy shit! Sick.
Look fast.
Let's see. Hold it for a second. We gotta analyze it for a second. We're very scientific about the way we
Tracy,
do things
here.
Tracy,
when you get laid later, show the tit.
Well, you won't see the truth.
Mr. G, you're being very abrasive.
Shut the fuck up! Yeah.
Let me talk to Tracy here. Tracy, let me see this whole thing, and you can tell us what was done exactly.
What?
Show us the whole thing and tell us exactly what was recreated here. Phones get turned off in our places.
Probably Tammy.
All right. Tammy's missing out. She could be here enjoying this whole.
Probably making sure that she's all right.
Who's Tammy?
Is that Tammy? Yeah, Tammy.
Mr. G's rubbing the phone on his crotch.
Yeah, Tammy. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Who's Tammy?
All right. This is not Stacy the horny Jew, is it?
No, Stacy the horny Jew.
That's another client of yours, right?
Actually, she called me. She called me, texted me today. She goes, laying by the poolside. Hotter than yesterday, because she texted me a text yesterday.
Right.
Hotter than yesterday, oiled up, right, all set, all hornier than yesterday. Called up John to come.
We just asked you if that was her. That's all we asked.
No, we didn't answer you.
That's all we asked.
Wait, I gotta get it.
It's a yes or no question.
We don't want you to answer any questions that we don't ask you. So let's get back to Tracy.
I can't even get my question answered.
Oh, you know what, can't, John?
It's too. But that's not. It's not a fun question. It's not a.
Now, you, what did you tattoo the areola on? Is that what you did? Tell them.
No, I had breast cancer.
Oh, so you had reconstruction.
I had reconstruction.
They look. Hold on, John. But I gotta tell you, this boob looks unbelievable.
Yeah, they look better than.
They look better than the real thing. Let me see it one more time. Show us one more time. Just give us a good look so we can take a look. Because John is not here, so I have to describe this to him. You should be honored. This is awesome, John. I'm telling you, this is a good boob job.
So she had a mastectomy and had a breast reconstruction.
Right.
Yes.
And they look great.
She's only showing me the right one, though. Maybe the left one doesn't look as good. Let's see the both of them. Come on.
Both of them?
Yeah, let me see. Come on.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
We're all grown adults here. Come on.
Diego, that is totally not true.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I got news for you. Jeff will never have... His girlfriend is going to break up with him after this. He's done.
No, she's not.
Really?
Definitely. Let's see this.
This is Dave's dream, okay? So I just let
no,
you know.
No, it's not. I love Sarah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No, I love her. I want her to work
Sarah,
for us.
Sarah's not
all right, let's see this thing so we can tell John here.
All right.
What's the flash?
Don't
flash. It's just
I'm not used to this stuff.
All right, well, come on. This is
definitely the whack drinks.
This is radio.
Like,
yeah,
like you do it at the gym.
They do it in Howard Stern all the time.
What do you mean you're not used to this stuff? She had breast cancer. Everybody's seen them.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
That's true.
That's great, John.
That's a good point, John. It's true.
John, that's why you were right.
Very creative individual.
That's true. All right, you're right.
You're right. Let's flip them
down. That was on the radio, though.
God, I'm telling you, they're better than any boobs I've ever seen.
They're
better than any boobs I've ever seen, even like strippers and stuff
but
like that.
I have
that.
A problem with them because my pecs are too strong.
Your pecs are too strong?
That's what the doctor says.
Let me see the left one. Let's see the left one.
I can flex them.
Come on, let's see the left one.
Bodies by Mr. G.
I can't believe that's a tattoo.
It's not a tattoo.
No, it's not a tattoo. Just put the color on.
He doesn't listen. They just did the areola in darkness. That's all. That's a nipple, though.
It's a tattoo.
Just the darkness on it.
That was mine. That one's mine.
Oh, that's yours? Let me see the other one. Let's see the one they made for you. Wow, that's a good one, too. That's awesome.
Tracy's
got two good boobs, John. They look better than the real thing.
Now, Tracy.
Wow.
You said you were...
I think the important thing here is the fact that she's a cancer survivor, and that's what we should be...
Now, how long did it take you to overcome that? The cancer.
Not long.
No?
This was...
So you
it
just
was like a year and a half. What a year and a half.
She was training with me while it happened. It was training.
I was training. I finally got myself in a great, great shape. And then they found this.
Wow. And so what? Were you all depressed? Obviously.
I was pissed.
You were pissed? So
I don't think I get depressed. I don't think I really get depressed. I just said I was just going to get through it.
So what did you say? You just said, let's chop them off. Let's get rid of it. And just give me implants.
Yeah, because I don't want to think about it anymore.
You're smart. I would do the same thing.
What we did is we turned. I said, "Listen, you know what? You wanted to do breast anyway, so now here's you're getting them paid for because otherwise you had to pay out of pocket. So now,
oh, so the insurance covered this all?
Yeah, the insurance covered the whole thing.
Plus, you got a free boob.
Plus, I had lost weight, so I was like, you know, barely A.
You're talking about a woman who's been overweight her whole life. You're talking about this girl was.
I never believe it because she looks great. She's got a nice ass. She's got lean arms and good now nice boobs.
Oh, thank you.
And how old are you, if you don't mind us asking? Forget it. Never mind.
How young, not how old.
She's in her 40s.
How
right?
young?
She's probably younger than John. So.
I put it this way.
Everybody's younger than John.
Well, I like to say I'm older. I like to say people ask me how old I am.
Mr. G's actually older than you.
62.
That's true.
So, Mr. G, what did you do since you're a motivator? First of all, I got to say to Mr. G, Jeff and I were having this argument before we come in. Jeff thinks you're full of shit. Jeff does not think that you get the prices that you get for the clients that you train. And I told him that he's wrong. I said, Mr. G does not lie. I said, his brother lies, but Mr. G doesn't lie.
That's Mr. G the
truth. You mean
price
about, you mean on the price
sheet? What you charge, what you charge for your clients.
Yeah. All right. You know, like, in other words, he showed me the amount. And like I said, there's no way in hell because I want to see the, I want to see some stubs.
He doesn't believe that you're actually getting that kind of money.
You could believe, then why would I have a sheet like that? I mean, I'm actually going to up my prices.
Because there are retail prices, and then there's actual charges.
No, that's the actual charge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Tracy. You can prove that, Mr. G, right?
Discounts and other things.
Tracy will tell you that. No, I don't give it. There's no really no discount other than maybe sometimes every once in a while if a mother and daughter came together, I let them train together.
Right.
And I might say you pay one price, but other than that, I don't. You know,
so what do you charge for a year, Mr. G? If I want to come in and train with you, someone off the street.
For a year, how many times a week?
If it's, let's say they come 3 times a week.
Three times a week for a year. I just signed someone up for that. That's $18,500.
Okay, and that's 100% accurate.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, yeah, I believe him, John.
That's $1,320 a month.
Right. All right. Now let me ask you a question, Mr. G. Tracy comes in to you. You're training her. Everything's going great. She's losing weight. She comes in. She tells you, "I got diagnosed with breast cancer." She's blown away.
Tracy,
yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What do you tell her? You're a motivator now.
I said, Tracy.
This is part of the job. Yeah, well,
she wrote a whole letter. She wrote a whole letter about how her life has changed completely at that. Even though she got breast cancer, she had breast cancer. Her father's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
You didn't answer my question.
All right, I'll answer it now.
All right. What did you do for her? Because you're this trainer who's getting paid a lot of money. Right. This is part of the job. I said,
Tracy, your body may have that, but you don't have that. So I don't care what they tell you have. Your soul and your mind does not have cancer. And if you switch your thoughts, you will heal yourself. So there's no reason to think that what they told you have is life-threatening or to cause death or anything. You can right now say you don't have that. And if you do that, you will heal yourself. Because I'll explain it all myself. If I cut myself or hurt myself, I disassociate it. I say I don't have it. And I will it out of my body. And you can do the same thing with that. So why can't you think that I'm going to be 100% well? Everything's going to work out perfectly. You know, because the outcome is there has been no outcome. Why do you have to think the outcome being the worst case scenario that I'm going to die instead of the outcome is going to be I am going to live a full life? And none of that, hey, it's a great thing. There were no accidents in life. This happened for a reason. Now I'm going to be able to get new breasts and not pay for them. So that's exactly what I said to her.
And Tracy, when Mr. G told you this, did you think he was crazy or did you believe him?
No, actually I believed him.
Okay, and so he helped you in a sense.
He helped me. He definitely helped me because you know what? Everybody was kind of looking at me with that stupid pity look.
Right.
And he was just like, all right, so what? So he's like, you're injured. You'll go back to work. I was more upset because I'm like, oh man, I can't work out now. Right. I just got to this point and
did
now
you
I'm going to be sidelined.
Out?
I had to. Like 2 months you couldn't
just
do.
For the surgery. Right.
For the surgery.
Had the surgery.
You couldn't do nothing.
But we kept talking. I kept texting her.
So you gave him what Mr. G charges. Would you say you got your money's worth out of him?
Oh, definitely.
And see, Jeff?
But then again, you also, the longer you are there,
yeah,
kind of cut your deal.
Right.
Right.
But the initial fees are what they are. And that's where, but he's worth it.
It's worth it. It changed my whole life.
There's 20, 30 people a year who tell you the same thing, Mr. G, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'll give you an example. Say with someone, Tracy, who can't afford to stay with me. All right. So every once in a while I'm gonna pick and choose someone like her and I'll say, hey, listen, Tracy, just pay me this, you know, once a month, blah blah blah. I may cut my price down to 1/4 of what it is.
Right.
But that's only 1 or 2 people a year
right.
that I would do that
right.
for.
But plus you already had her as a client for a while.
Right, I had her client. Or I might say, listen, or I might just pick someone that if she couldn't even afford it, I say, don't worry, just come. I wanna help you out. You've helped me, you've put me in the ads, you're great for this for the company. You're out there walking, telling everyone, you know,
she's a great advertisement for you.
Well, you sure is. I mean, you're talking about a girl who's overweight her whole life.
What did you weigh, Tracy, your whole life, most of the time?
She's over 200.
That's like the age thing. Come on.
That's okay because you lost the weight.
I've been from 200 to 180s.
And how tall are you?
5'3".
Wow. So, and now what do you weigh now?
No,
she weighs 130. She weighs 138.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah, but now see now the job is now we're gonna take. Now I told her we're gonna take this body
right
and make this body into a fitness body. All right, that's one in a million, but it can be done. If she thinks
well,
it can be,
well, she's young enough still. She's
it doesn't. If we have to get some surgery, so it can be done if she's willing to do it.
Right.
I got her doing 2 hours of cardio a day.
Well, she looks like she's got a good. Stand up for a second again, Trace. Turn around. She's got a nice ass. Pull your pants down for a second. You got a thong on?
What?
You got a thong on?
Oh, forget that one.
Come on, let's see. Did she need work, Mr. G, back then?
Yeah, well,
I think it looks good.
No, it looks great. Her lower body, obviously, because of all the years of carrying all that extra weight and stuff.
She got a little skin?
We got a little skin, you know, but we're going to get a little weight down. She got another 22 pounds of fat on her body that's going to go.
Maybe you can get some kind of hemorrhoids or something like that, and then they can go in there and you'll get a free butt lift or something like that out of it, you know? You got to
sit on like a bad toilet or something.
Well, no, I believe that once she
John, what procedure would be covered by insurance for that?
For what? To get a butt lift?
Are you
wake up, John.
Are you eating dinner or what are you doing over there?
We got a radio show.
I'm getting really bored with this conversation.
What are you talking about? This is the most fascinating I've ever been about Mr. G.
Yeah.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I thought that he was...
It loses something when you're not there in the room.
Well, John, you can make that happen, can't you?
Yeah. I guess you're just jealous that you can't see her.
That's her new boobs.
You know why? Because most
people... Maybe that's it.
Actually, no, I got it. G, you need an intervention right now for John. I'm being serious. I want to see you convince him to like yellow formica. Go ahead. It's the inside joke. Go for it.
Oh, yellow formica must be the new house.
Tell him everything he should.
Tell him why he's got to come out here and stop being negative.
Well, the whole thing is don't look at the yellow formica. You can look at the flowers or the weeds. Choice. So you walk in a house, you look at everything.
We're talking about
good.
A guy who lives in his gym, okay? So, you know.
His gym got palm trees. Didn't you say you want palm
That's
trees?
That's right. He's got palm trees and tiki huts.
I'm moving to his gym.
There you go. You see? Look at where.
And a bar.
And a bar.
So what else can you want? Alcohol. Again, I keep telling you.
That's right. It all comes back to alcohol. Well, I think this show has gone on very long enough, but we have to thank Tracy for coming to the studio and being such a good guest. And sharing her story with us. And Mr. G, you know, once again, you're the motivator of motivators. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we have you on here, not just for fun, but I mean, a lot of people out there have bad things happen to them in their life and they look at it from the wrong perspective. And I think that's one of your gifts that you have. You have the ability to turn every negative situation into a positive.
That's the only way to look at it. You know, it's to have the belief in yourself that you have the powers inside of yourself to create anything in your life that you want, just like this radio show.
True.
You know, you had the idea, and now this radio show is happening because why? You knew it would happen, irregardless of who told you it could. Didn't matter. You knew it would happen, and it happened. So your thoughts create everything in your entire life, and that's what I instill into my clients. You know, and then they go out and create everything in their life, whatever they want. There's nothing that's impossible unless you think it is. If you think you can or can't, you're right.
I just figured out where I picked up the word irregardless, John. It's from Mr. G. It's from hanging out with him too much. I know. I use it too. He brainwashed me.
Well, I also dress in all my characters for my clients too. So, I mean, they always test out every time I got an audition to go on. I say, what do you think of this? And they get to see it firsthand. My different characters. So I mean,
lucky them.
The girls jumping out of the car.
Remember, it's just
getting the hell out of the car.
Look, I have about there's not a day that doesn't go by that I have at least five or six clients crying to me.
It's a rough job, man. Someone's got to do it. Yeah. And you're getting underpaid actually if you think about it. So
well, I'm changing their lives. What's worth feeling good about yourself? How much is that worth to feel good for one moment?
Yeah, I mean that's priceless. You're undercharging. You're right.
18.5.
All right, well, John, I got the Junior USA this weekend. You got to pack up and start getting your shit together because you got to move out of there. And when are you leaving the house there?
July 1st.
All right. Well, we hope to see you up here around the same time then. Is that right?
That's the plan, yeah. I got to just find a place to live that doesn't have yellow formica and no air conditioning.
Well, you better get cracking, my friend, because you only have about a month.
It's 6 weeks.
Look at him. He's so down and out. You're going to be living
there. We got to send you G. Hey, John, I got a whole house to see for you. You can come move in with me.
Yeah, what's with that house, Mr. G? You told me you were moving into
it. Yeah, I have it. I'm just waiting for the floor to be done. I'm moving in next week.
Oh, you want to live with Mr. G, John?
I got a whole house.
How many rooms?
Let me keep looking.
Six rooms.
Six rooms? How many bedrooms?
There's more than six rooms. There's five bedrooms, washer, dryer.
Wow. Is there a downstairs for you to live in and live with John upstairs?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe you should look into that. How much, Mr. G?
$600 a month.
What?
Huh? G, I'll take it. Never mind, John. I got it. I'm serious.
Something is wrong with that.
No, hold on, John. I'll explain to you. It's a client. This is a client of mine who happens to owe me money, and instead of her paying me the money, you know, I just said, listen, I have to move in somewhere, so, you know, I'll rent out your house,
And so she's going to charge me $900 a month. You know, it's really $1,800 a month, but I'm going to take money off of the training. So wow. That's how I worked it out. So it's $900 a month plus utilities.
John, move in. It's got a central air conditioner.
It's a possibility.
I was just saying, John, when you come here, you
can't come here with no place to live, Mr. G.
No, I know, but I told him before that if he wanted to do it,
is it furnished?
I'll take a look at it the next time.
He's got furniture, Mr. G, too, he could bring.
I got a whole house full of furniture.
This is perfect. This is a match made in heaven here.
You gotta realize I got two kids. I got two kids, so my kids.
It's in Massapequa. How bad could it be, John?
My kids come for what I do as an act, and I do in my gym are two different things. It's two different complete sides of me. You know, it's not like I'm like a crazy maniac all the time. I like to be quiet and not talk at all.
Whoa, that's very what, very rare.
Ask Boston Blue. Ask Boston Blue. Ask her. I'm as quiet as a mouse.
We can't. She doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist.
Yeah.
All right. I think we had enough. Thanks, Mr. G, for bringing Tracy by, and thanks for all the positive words. I think the show is a little different than we normally do, but I think it was a good,
Tracy,
good change.
Tracy, just one more thing. They were all at the club because she was trying to ask them if her breasts were hard. So one, let me. I haven't felt them yet, so let me feel. Tell them if they're hard or soft.
You want to tell us, Mr. G? Mr. G is squeezing her boob.
The
left one.
Hold on, I got to take my glove off.
This is the reconstructed one, I think, right? The
Tracy,
right one is the real
Tracy,
one.
Take no, my
they're both
the Tracy,
they're both implants.
Hey, Super MILF, take my glove off.
All right. Enough for now. We're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the hosts of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RxMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RxMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RxMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the fire zone.